Iraqi guerrilla attacks between Wednesday and Thursday killed 3 U.S. soldiers, 3 Iraqi policemen, and 4 Iraqi civilians working for occupation forces, with 1 American soldier, 5 Iraqi police officers, and 6 Iraqi civilians working at a U.S. military base wounded in a renewed upsurge of violence. The Americans were killed and a 4th critically wounded by mortar fire on the edge of Baquba, northeast of Baghdad, late Wednesday. On Thursday, near Fallujah, attackers in a car fired at an Iraqi police patrol vehicle, killing 2 lieutenants and a captain, while 3 other policemen traveling in the convoy were wounded in a blaze of gunfire. West of Baghdad, 4 Iraqi Christian women were killed Wednesday as they were driven to work at a U.S. military base. 5 other women and the male driver were wounded. The attack on the minibus took place on the road linking Fallujah to the U.S. base of Habaniya, further west. The 9 women on the bus were from Baghdad and employed by a Balkans-based company contracted by the U.S. for Halliburton, the energy giant once run by Vice President Dick Cheney and embroiled in controversy over the multi-billion dollar no-bid Iraq reconstruction contract it's been awarded. South of Baghdad, near Diwaniya, a Spanish Civil Guard police commander was shot in the head and seriously wounded during a joint operation with Iraqi police against suspected members of the resistance. You've been listening to Radio Havana, Cuba's News Bulletin for this Thursday broadcast. From our studios in Havana, I am Langston Wright. He said that if the international community isn't on track by the end of next year, all hope of reaching the goals by 2015 will vanish. I stress that there will be no peace and no security, even for the most privileged amongst us, in a world that remains divided between extremes of wealth and poverty, health and disease, knowledge and ignorance, freedom and oppression. Surely, he added, we should have learned that by now. In Davos, meanwhile, the Secretary General warned that in just a few short years, the prevailing atmosphere has shifted from belief in the near inevitability of globalization to deep uncertainty about the very survival of our tenuous global order. He said unfair trade, especially farming subsidies, was not only destroying the environment, but choking off revenues from the countries that most need them, adding that no single issue more gravely imperils the multilateral trading system from which those corporate executives present at the Davos gathering benefit so much.